وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
You fall, remember, just remember, Allah sees it all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, and may Allah's peace and blessings be on the last messenger of Allah. I welcome you again, dear viewers, to our series, In the Names of Allah, a series in which we are seeking to understand the Creator as He has revealed Himself to us through His divine names, and to worship Him through those divine names in order to fulfill the basic reason for our creation. We were looking at the first and most important of Allah's names, the greatest name of Allah, none other than Allah itself. How Prophet Muhammad ﷺ taught us to worship Allah with it, to turn our daily mundane acts into acts of worship by saying Bismillah in the name of Allah before doing it, or by saying Allahumma, O Allah, guide us, show us, forgive us, protect us, using this mighty name of Allah. In this segment, we're looking at two supplications which the Prophet ﷺ gave us. One dealing with our past, and the other one dealing with our future. The one dealing with the past is called Sayyidul Istighfar, the master form of repentance, or the repentance master. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ had said, the most superior request for forgiveness is to say, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant. O Allah, you are my Lord. There is no God beside you. Here we have started off with Allahumma. O Allah, you are my Lord. We are accepting recognition of Allah's dominion over all of our affairs. There is no God beside you. There is none to be worshipped in this world or outside of this world except for you. Anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. You created me and I am your servant, following your covenant and my promise to you as much as I can. Recognizing that Allah is the one who created us, and He is the one to whom we have to return. And when He created us, a covenant was made. As He explained in Surah Al-A'raf, that when He created Adam, He took from Adam all of his descendants, and He made them bear witness, saying, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Lord? And we all bore witness that Allah was our Lord. That is the covenant to worship Him in this life. And our promise to do it as much as we can. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. because this is a dua, a supplication, where we're asking Allah's forgiveness. So we have to start off by focusing on what it is that we're asking forgiveness for. It's for an evil which you have done, or all the evil which we did. Then the Prophet ﷺ told us to say, أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ أَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِ. Before you, I acknowledge your blessings bestowed upon me, and I confess my sins to you. I recognize in my life that you have blessed me, that there is no excuse for my sin, and I confess my sin. I admit it before you. فَاغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. So forgive me, for indeed no one forgives sin besides you. So we ask Allah ultimately to forgive us for our sins, because no one else can forgive us. If we have done something wrong to other people, we can ask them to forgive us, but that forgiveness doesn't take the place of seeking forgiveness from Allah. Because though people in this life may forgive us, in doing whatever evil we did to them, we have not only harmed them, but we have harmed ourselves by disobeying Allah's command. So we have to turn to Allah and seek His forgiveness ultimately. And we recognize that it is only He who can truly forgive. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ had said at the end of that, anyone who says this during the day, firmly believing in it, and dies before the evening, or he says it in the evening, or she says it in the evening, firmly believing it, and dies before the following morning, he or she will be among the people of paradise. He or she will be among the people of paradise. That's a great reward, a huge reward for this repentance master. And it goes back to Adam and Eve, who disobeyed Allah by eating of the tree in paradise. They were able to remove the sin from themselves and re-enter into Allah's favor, Allah's grace, by turning back to Him in repentance. And that's what this is about. Repenting for what we have done in the past. This is what distinguishes between human beings, Adam, the first, and the evil among the jinn. When Satan refused to bow to Adam at Allah's command, and he was questioned about it, instead of recognizing his error and his sin, he became arrogant. And because of that, he became cursed. Cursed by Allah. And he entered into kufr by challenging Allah and questioning his decision. Adam, on the other hand, when he committed the sin, along with Eve, they took the words of repentance which Allah taught them, used them to purify themselves of sin, and went back into Allah's grace. And that is why, from the Muslim perspective, there is no inherited sin. Adam and Eve's sin was washed away with their repentance. The other dua, which I mentioned we would be looking at in this half of the program, is the well-known dua known as Dua al-Istikhara, or the prayer for seeking good. Jabir ibn Abdullah, he related that the Prophet ﷺ used to teach them this prayer for seeking good, in all of their affairs, the way he used to teach a chapter from the Quran. He used to teach them to make this dua al-istikhara, the way he used to teach them to memorize a chapter from the Quran, to use it in their prayers, to understand it, to benefit from it. So he gave them this dua, in saying, if any of you decides on a matter, he should pray 2 units of voluntary prayer, and then he should say this dua. First point here is that he said, if any of you decides on a matter, meaning, you don't go to make istikhara when you haven't taken a decision. People mistakenly think that you make dua al-istikhara when you haven't made a decision, and Allah will show you which decision to make. But this is not how dua al-istikhara works. First, you take a decision. Meaning, you seek whatever information you can get about this particular thing that you want to do. After you've gathered all the information, you've taken the advice of those around you, your parents or whatever, and you've got all the information together, and then you take a decision as to what it is you're going to do. At this point, as the Prophet ﷺ said, if any of you decides on a matter, then you make 2 voluntary units of prayer. Not your obligatory prayers, you do from sunnah. You know, the voluntary prayers. Having done that, then you say the dua, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik, wa astaqdiruka biqudratik, wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. O Allah, I seek your guidance to what is good for me because of your infinite knowledge. I seek your help because of your infinite power, and ask you from your infinite grace. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرْ وَلَا أَقْدِرْ وَتَعْلَمْ وَلَا أَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. For surely you are able and I am not. You know and I do not. And you alone know the unseen. So we start off having made a decision and we're turning the affair over to Allah because He has the knowledge and the power and He has the grace to help us in this decision that we have made. We'll continue to look at the dua after a brief break that we'll be taking now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
When you are weak and the road seems long, remember, just remember, seek strength from the strong.
The Qur'an is Allah's universal revelation to all of humanity. All of mankind, within their hearts, desires to worship and know their Lord. It's part of our fitrah, or the innate moral nature on which every human being was created. The human being desperately desires to know, for what purpose was I put here on the earth?
When you are weak and the road seems long, remember, just remember, seek strength from the strong.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah's peace and blessings be on the last messenger of Allah. We welcome you back, dear viewers, to our series, In the Names of Allah. Prior to the break, we had begun to look at the prayer for seeking good. As we began this series, this last segment, we said we were looking at the past and the future. The past was the sins that we have done, how to correct them. We had Sayyidul Istighfar, the master form of repentance, beginning again with Allahumma, Anta Rabbi, La ilaha illa Ant, O Allah, you are our Lord, and there is no God beside you. That was dealing with the past, because we can't just move on if we haven't come to grips with the past, corrected it, then we're liable to carry it along with us into the future. So repentance is the beginning. This is why Prophet ﷺ had said, "At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah." One who repents from sin is like one without sin. So this is the starting point. Also, of course, in the case of repentance, there must be a sense of sadness, a sense of remorse about what we have done. Because if we haven't felt anything in our hearts, the hearts are hard, we sought refuge from the hard heart, heart which had no fear. If there is no sense of sadness and remorse for what we have done, then that dua, Sayyidul Istighfar, as powerful as it is, will be of no benefit. So we have to be sincere in this. If we seek refuge in Allah from our sin, He will give us that refuge, but we must be sincere. Part of sincerity involves giving up what we're doing, because it doesn't make sense. You know, like some people, they smoke cigarettes and they know it is haram. Yeah, some people do say it's makruh, but reality, smoking is haram. So they know it's haram. They feel bad. I shouldn't be smoking. So they ask Allah, forgive me for smoking, and they're still smoking. How is that going to work? They have to give it up. And then make the intention in the future that they're not going to return to it. So there are some basic conditions around repentance that also have to be fulfilled for that dua, Sayyidul Istighfar, to have the full impact. The impact which Prophet ﷺ said, if a person makes this dua sincerely in the morning and dies in the evening, says it in the evening and dies the next morning, their place will be in paradise. That is the promise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the past. For the future, our affairs, seeking Allah's guidance to make sure that we're making the right decisions, that our affairs go in the right direction. Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, also gave us a dua, beginning in the same way with Allahumma. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmik. O Allah, I seek what you feel to be good, what is good for me, according to your knowledge. And that's what we began to look at prior to the break. The first statement, O Allah, I seek your guidance to what is good for me because of your infinite knowledge. I seek your help because of your infinite power, and I ask from you because of your infinite grace. One point to note here, that this dua should not be about something which is obligatory. We don't make istikhara about doing something which Allah has commanded. Nor do we make istikhara about doing something which Allah has forbidden. That should be common sense. Nor should we make istikhara for something which the Prophet ﷺ recommended, or for something which he disliked, the makruh. We shouldn't be making istikhara for these things. That's clear. Istikhara is for the mubah things. Things which are in the middle. This decision we're making is a perfectly permissible decision. Not one which has already been, we've been told that this is a good thing to do. We should do it. Or it's obligatory for us to do it. So, in this affair that we are making the istikhara about, we ask Allah to guide us because He ultimately is the guide. He knows the consequence of the acts. He knows when we make that decision, what is it going to lead to? We don't. So we ask Allah to guide us because of His infinite knowledge and to help us in it because it is through His power. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Nothing is going to take place without the permission of Allah. And that it be from His mercy. If it is really good for us, then whatever good comes to us is from the mercy of Allah. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ. For you are able and I am not. وَتَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ. You know and I do not. وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبُ. And you alone know the unseen. Because the future for us is from the unseen. So we are turning our affair over to Allah in this. I think this is clear. We have made a decision, and then we are asking Allah, relative to this decision, you know best. So show it to us. So we go on to say, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us, اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري. That is, O Allah, if you know that this affair, and this is where you will mention the name of it, is favorable for my religion and my livelihood, فاقدره لي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِي. Then decree it for me, make it easy for me, and bless me in it. Decree it for me, meaning, put it in my destiny, make it easy for me to achieve it, and then bless me in it. These are the signs. Some people think that if we make istikhara, there should come some sign in a dream. So they say when you're going to make istikhara, you do it before going to bed at night. Oh, this is nonsense. You're supposed to wait and see what happens in a dream. And then there are even books which tell you, if you see this in a dream or you see that in a dream, this means go ahead or it means don't go ahead. And if you've seen green, it means okay. If you see red, it's not okay. This is all nonsense. This is all nonsense. We can see clearly from this statement here, we're saying to Allah that if this is good for me, then make it easy for me. Destine it for me and make it easy for me and bless me in it. So, after having made a decision, we go ahead. If we find that all the things of our lives just fall into place, it moves along easy, you can see Allah's blessing in it, then we know we've made the right decision and we go ahead with it. That's enough. We don't need a dream to tell us. So, in this affair here, it's clear, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the very beginning, if any one of you has made a decision, you made a decision, then you make two units of prayer and make this prayer. This supplication. What does this tell us? It means also that nobody can do it for us. Unfortunately, some people think your parents can make istikhara for you. Or you go to the sheikh and you say, sheikh, make istikhara for me. This is all nonsense. Nobody can do the istikhara but ourselves. As the Prophet ﷺ said, if you decide on a matter, you make two units of prayer and you make this supplication. So it's all on us. Each individual is responsible for making this prayer, seeking Allah's guidance, turning his or her affairs over to Allah. So, if this is not the case, the Prophet ﷺ told us to say, وَإِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ شَرٌّ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي. But if you know that this affair is harmful for my religion, my livelihood, and the aftermath of my affairs, فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ وَاقْتُرْ لِي الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانْ ثُمَّ رَدِّنِي بِهِ. Then turn it away from me, and turn me away from it, and decree for me what is better, wherever it may be, and make me content with it. This is the other sign. We have one sign. If it's good for me, destine it for me. Make it available to me. Because even though we might decide on something, it may not become accessible to us. So, we decide on something, the sign that this is the right thing, it becomes accessible. Not only is it accessible, but it becomes easy. And Allah's blessing is evident in it. But if it's not good, then it becomes difficult. It's taken away from us. We can't find it. We have to be running after. And if you find yourself after making this dua, you're running, trying to chase this thing down, you're trying to go against what Allah has now destined for you. It's not good. That's why He's taking it away from you. And then we also ask not only that He take it away from us, but that He takes it out of our hearts. So He takes us away from it. Because though He may take it away from us, if He doesn't take it out of our hearts, then we're still going to run after it. So this is what we ask, that He take it out of our hearts. Then show us where the real good is and make us pleased with it. Because when He shows us where the real good is, maybe it's not really what we were looking for. So we're not pleased. But we asked to put in our hearts pleasure with it. So this is the dua for the future, to guide us on our way. Beginning, as we said, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmik. O Allah, I seek what is good for me based on your knowledge. And this is the last of the supplications that we're looking at in this segment regarding Allah, the greatest name of our Creator. How we have used it throughout our daily lives based on the advice and the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not according to our own whims and fancies or customs, etc., but according to the way the Prophet taught us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that, dear viewers, I'd like to thank you for being with us in this segment of our program, In the Names of Allah. And we'll be continuing on to the next two names of Allah, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, in our coming segment. With that, dear viewers, I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
When you are weak and the road seems long, remember, just remember, seek strength from the strong.